We initially had this very simplistic idea that there was one VEGF ligand that bound to the receptor, and the ligand was made by the tumor cells, it bound to the receptor on the endothelial cells, and that made the endothelial cells grow, and you just sort of grew a new blood vessel by extending links on a chain. There are actually several different VEGF molecules. They're now up to A, B, C, D, and E. And each of those have different isoforms. They're produced in different parts of the body and have slightly different functions. There are at least three different VEGF receptors and two co-receptors. So it's a very redundant, very complicated system. That doesn't mean that we can't inhibit it, but it means we might have to inhibit it with more than one agent or in more than one place.
Can you talk about sort of what the normal function of these systems are?
I think we're still actually learning about the normal functions, and we partly learn about the normal functions by seeing what happens when you inhibit the pathway. So it was clear very early on that one of the things VEGF did was maintain sort of vascular integrity and vascular tone. So if you infuse extra VEGF into an animal or a person, they tend to have a decrease in their blood pressure. They get a lot of peripheral edema and leakage of fluid from their small vessels. And if you inhibit VEGF, you see exactly the opposite. Their vessels tend to be less leaky. And at least some of those patients will develop hypertension. Now, VEGF also plays a role in wound healing and sort of physiologic angiogenesis in response to surgery or major injury or fracture. And it may also have an effect in the immune system because VEGF also is important or has a role in inhibiting some of the antigen-presenting dendritic cells. So excess VEGF may also function as a sort of physiologic immune suppressant.
So let's move from that to VEGF as it relates to cancer. What do we know?
Well, we know that it's also a lot more complicated. So one of the things that's been identified in the last couple of years is that VEGF receptors are on some cancer cells and may have a role in an autocrine or paracrine way of stimulating or maintaining growth of the cancer cells themselves and not just the vasculature. VEGF can also be produced or released from some of the tumor stroma cells. So it's not just made by the tumor cells themselves.
Now, the fact that VEGF receptors have been seen in tumor cells, how long have we known that?
It's probably been at least 3 years. It was initially studied or identified in some leukemias and lymphomas, and most of the earlier work was in the hematologic malignancies and was sort of thought that this wouldn't apply to solid tumors. It's now been very well documented in breast cancer that at least some breast cancers have VEGF receptors. They're sometimes expressed on the surface, sometimes only expressed internally in the cell, but could still function as sort of an internal autocrine loop. What is less clear is how critical is their function on those cells. We know that they're there, but to what extent they're really functional or they contribute to the biology of that cancer cell is not yet as clear.